universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus.
Today I am walking out my back door off my deck. You might be hearing the wind and the wind chimes. I'm headed to the backyard, and in the back corner of my yard, I have a Bradford pear tree. The reason I'm going to this Bradford pear tree, and I'm now there, is because my wife said that it is covered with beautiful white flowers. Now, I'm at the tree, and it's, from what she told me, well, I'm here at the trunk, actually. The trunk is about as big as my leg, fat around, and I'm following up some of the branches, and I want to see these flowers that she talked about. And that branch, has no flowers. She also said this tree isn't looking so good anymore last fall because it's been here for quite a few years and they don't live forever. So I'm going down a different branch. Oh, there's some flowers. Yeah, they don't smell all that good. It's interesting because she said they're really beautiful to look at, but the and especially when a Bradford pear is covered with all the white flowers from one end to the other, and no, that doesn't look very good. It smells very good, I'm sorry. And maybe you can hear the birds in the background and the wind chime. I'm reminded of a Bible verse. It's one of my favorites, and I always remind myself of this, from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, 4, and 5. Verse 23, it says, "For you are born again, not of perishable seed," and I'm thinking of this Bradford pear tree that I'm standing under, because one of these days it will die, and maybe pretty soon from one, that one branch I touched has no flowers on, but you are born of imperishable seed through the living, enduring Word of God. For all men are like the grass, and all their glory the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall off. But the Word of God remains, or stands, forever. What's interesting is, as I'm under this pear tree, it's beautiful for a time, but even these flowers, given another couple weeks, will be gone, and then some pears will come, but then it'll be dormant, and given a couple more years, it will die. That's the perishable seed. But when we are born of the imperishable seed, and it says the living, enduring Word of God, meaning the Word of God isn't just a book, it is living, that then even as it stands forever, so we shall live forever. And I guess that's why spring is so special, because we see the flowers come out, the grass greens up, and it's all so beautiful for a while, and it reminds us of new life. Well, Jesus did die, but he came back alive, new life. And that's what is so special, is because he is the Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And even as other Bible verses talk about him as a seed of being planted in the ground, he came back to life. Yeah, he did die, but he rose. Died on a tree, not a pear tree, but a big tree, a cross. And he did so not because of himself, but for you and me and for our sins. And as he did, he takes away our sins if we trust and believe in him. And as this Bible verse says, we are then born anew of the imperishable, the living, enduring Word of God. And even as Jesus rose from the dead and is alive now, so we too shall live forever. That's why it's so special in the springtime to celebrate Easter, Jesus' death, but resurrection. Just as the flowers spring forth, we too will. But as the flowers will die and fall off, and this pear tree I'm under is going to die and have to be cut down, just like the other tree in the front yard had to be cut down in January, we're going to die. But when we trust and believe in Jesus, though he died, he rose again. And so you and I will also rise again. All because of the living, enduring Word of God. And that's why we keep saying, keep looking and trusting and hearing the Word of God. Not just this promise, but all the other promises that Jesus will be with us. That though we walk through a valley of the shadow of death, we don't need to fear because he is with us. Oh, there are so many promises, as you've heard here in the podcast, You're Not Alone, and we'll continue to hear. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the beauty of nature, for flowers and grass. Thank you that it is a reminder to us of new life that we have in you. Help us to always look to you so that through your word we may be born anew, and as your word lives forever, we too shall live forever. And as your word gives promises, we may cling to these promises now and into eternity. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. Any stories you might have about nature and flowers and experiences as it relates to spiritual things, you can write me at dave@not-alone.net. Or if you get the email notice that I send you, just hit reply.
Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.